This is Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid says a bipartisan deal has been reached, a deal that would avoid a U.S. default and it would end the partial government shutdown. Speaking on the Senate floor, Reid thanked Republican leader Mitch McConnell for working out the agreement, an agreement to reopen the government through January 15th and increase the nation's borrowing authority through February 7th. Now, though the deal is in place, the House and Senate still, of course, need to vote to approve the legislation. Joining us now is Michigan Democratic Senator Debbie Stabenow. And, Senator, with this deal on the table, a new deal, how likely is it, do you think, from where you sit in D.C., that this deal is it, that the crisis is being averted?
Well, I believe that this will, in fact, get fixed, at least for the short term. But it certainly has not been without a tremendous amount of reckless and irresponsible behavior. You know, Cindy, we should never have been in this position. My focus is on manufacturing jobs, not creating manufactured crises, which is what has happened here. This should never have happened.
Since the shutdown began, I've been talking to your colleagues, different members from Michigan's congressional delegation, and I've asked everyone the same question, and I want to put it to you as well. Is the system broken? Has D.C. stopped functioning as not just for this, but lurching from crisis to crisis?
We're in a situation where, and this, of course, is all insider, and I don't blame everybody, including my own family, looking at this and saying, you know, what are you talking about? But every 10 years, we rewrite the lines of the members of the House. In 2010, Republicans controlling much of the process across the country. The districts were written in a way where they are very, very Republican or very Democrat, which means the race is in a primary. And on the Republican side, with the birth in 2010 of the Tea Party, we now have a small group of very, very extreme people that have been controlling the elections in the Republican Party. So we've had a group of very, very extreme people get elected. Now, that can change. I mean, if mainstream folks stand up and say, we're not going to, you know, put up with this anymore, and we want people who understand in a democracy to govern, you have to listen to each other and work with each other, and that means you don't always get everything you want exactly when you want it, just like in the rest of life, whether it's our family or business or community, you have to work together. But, you know, if there are a group of folks, including the Speaker, that decides he's had enough, then we can govern. But if they continue to allow a small group to intimidate and threaten them, then I think we are in for a bumpy road.
Senator, when you talk to your colleagues on the other side of the aisle, are the folks who are more centrist from the Republican Party and in the Senate, are they frustrated with the far right?
Oh, there's no question in the Senate. I would say we have 98 out of 100 that are incredibly upset and frustrated. I give a lot of credit to Republican colleagues like Senator John McCain, who's come to the floor a number of times to chastise Senator Cruz and the fact that elections have consequences. You can't come in as a small minority and try to and shut down everything to get your way. So we have a very large group of people that want to get things done in the Senate the way the rules are set up. One person can have a disproportionate amount of influence, but we can. I mean, if the House of Representatives, when the first shutdown, had sent us the bill that they have enough votes to do in the House, we would have passed it immediately, and we would have the government open, and we would be paying our bills right now.
Finally, Senator, quickly, I do want to ask you about the Farm Bill. We've spoken about it with you on the program. It's a bill you've spearheaded. It's an important bill that makes up billions of dollars in federal spending. So it's been passed in the Senate, bipartisan support, but has gone nowhere in the House. So quick prediction, will the United States go yet another year without a new Farm Bill?
I think we're going to get it done. I've finally been able to get the Speaker to appoint conferees, which means that we have a group to negotiate with in the House for a final bill. We are meeting today, the bipartisan leadership on agriculture. This will be, I think, the one exception to the dysfunction of Congress. I'm not going to stop until we get it done.
Michigan Senator Debbie Stabenow, thanks for talking with us on Stateside.
Good to talk to you.